This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Demonstrations continued for an eighth night Tuesday across the U.S. over the death of George Floyd while handcuffed in police custody in Minnesota. Protesters ignored nighttime curfew orders in some areas, including in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge late into the night after police blocked their path into Manhattan. Hundreds of people remained past curfew here in the Washington area, across from the White House at Lafayette Square Park, where the scene was much quieter than the day before when officers using tear gas aggressively pushed largely peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Trump to make an appearance in front of St. John's Church. The officer who held his knee on George Floyd's neck was fired and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Three other officers who were at the scene were also fired. Thousands of furloughed South Korean workers could soon return to their jobs on U.S. military bases in South Korea under the terms of a deal announced by the Pentagon. In a statement late Tuesday, the Defense Department said it has accepted South Korea's offer to fund labor costs for all Korean national employees on U.S. bases through the end of this year. The agreement does not completely resolve a months-long impasse between Washington and Seoul over how to split the cost of the roughly 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea. And confusion, missing mail-in ballots marred primary elections Tuesday in nine states in the District of Columbia, the biggest test yet of voting during the coronavirus outbreak. The elections, the general election, held on November 3rd. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico City moves into the second day of its reopening as national officials warn the capital remains at maximum risk of COVID-19 after 2 months of restrictions to slow the spread of the virus. The government still requires everyone to wear a face mask, but social distancing is now only recommended. Mexico City reopened some sections of public parks for exercising Tuesday, and people must wear masks and maintain a healthy distance apart. Zoos, playgrounds will stay closed, and restaurants will remain closed as well. Mexico City, the epicenter of the coronavirus in Mexico, has confirmed more than 20,000 coronavirus cases and more than 2,000 deaths so far. An advocacy group backed by the tech industry filed a lawsuit on Tuesday against President Trump's executive order on social media, as U.S. technology companies have been fighting White House efforts to weaken a law that protects them. The proposed legislation was part of an executive order President Trump signed on Thursday. Trump had attacked Twitter for attacking his tweets about unsubstantiated claims of fraud about mail-in voting, with a warning prompting readers to fact-check the post. The White House declined to comment on the pending lawsuit. International donors secured pledges for more than $1 billion for war-torn Yemen at a virtual funding conference Tuesday, but it's only about half what the United Nations says is needed to meet the needs for this year. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock said Yemen is on the precipice right now, on the cliff edge below which lies a tragedy of historic proportions. The UN said $2.4 billion is necessary for critical programs through the end of the year. That includes $180 million for COVID-19 response. Yemen has 354 coronavirus cases and has recorded 84 deaths so far. The Taliban rejected on Tuesday an annual United Nations report that questioned the Islamist insurgency's intent to live up to the terms of a landmark agreement with the U.S. to help find a political resolution to the nearly 19-year war in Afghanistan. In a statement, the Taliban asserted the UN report is constructed with the aim of harming and derailing the agreement to keep the fire of war raging in their homeland. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.